Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
There is an old belief that the universe is made of stories, not atoms. Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff is a show that's about the stories of the universe. Dr. Jeff asks us to engage in the storytelling process of Dialogue, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. In an era of going green, what do we make when we tell stories of healing the world and transforming ourselves? How do stories influence personal and social evolution? What does it mean to take a storytelling perspective on sustainability? Dr. Jeff offers stories of wisdom, healing, and transformation, and engages others to tell stories of what it means to be human and weavers of the fabric of the world, Gaia. Expect the provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic with Dr. Jeff. Get ready to expand the imagination, heal the heart, and inspire personal, social, and planetary evolution. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jeff Lineweaver.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Jeff Lineweaver, and you are listening to Dialogue Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us today as we engage in one of the oldest acts known to humanity, that of storytelling, where we sit together as a community and listen to the old myths, the old stories, as well as the new stories and stories of epic reinvention. Every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Dialogue Radio, we will have some of the most gifted storytellers, social entrepreneurs, change agents, speakers, authors, and others helping you make sustainability epic. And today, I have an epic woman. I have an epic woman who has an epic tale to tell of her life story and how she is truly a weaver of stories in the world of social change, activism, and just being an artist. So I'd like to welcome Linda Wolf. So welcome.
Thank you, Jeff.
You know, most importantly is, you know, you have two kind of primary vehicles in your life right now with you are an artist and you are also the executive director of Teen Talking Circles. And, you know, what I find so interesting about your life story is how you've woven your love of photography into the lover of kind of weaving of stories and working in our communities. And could you tell us, how did you kind of make that bridge?
Wow, thank you. Well, I think that being a photographer is all, at least being a people photographer, is all about being interested in someone and in who they are, in their soul's journey, in how they feel, what they think, what they know, how they live. I mean, to me, I've never been specifically an art photographer per se who wants to just create a flat object. I want people to be included in the experience of what I experience when I'm with someone. So my work is really in some ways photojournalistic, but it's also deep soul retrieval work of fishing into and looking into and asking for a connection and a relationship with the people that I photograph.
So, you know, in the photographs I've seen of yours, you know, one thing that really stands out is the view from the eyes that you get from people. I've really been taken by that. And it is that, I mean, I get, you know, sometimes when people open up and they open with their eyes and you do see that window into their soul, there's such a moment of trust and there's such a, you know, a moment of just, free fall at the same time. And so, you know, what I find so interesting is here you can go into the world. And I know recently you went on a kind of a world tour of photography and taking pictures and photos of faces all over the world. How you can go from, you know, you, the photographer working with people to kind of get them to that place where they trust you and you're able to capture that and they feel safe. And how that juxtaposes with, you know, teens and individuals when we're truly, you know, when we're together, not through just the medium of the camera, but just talking to one another and getting people to get to that point is so difficult. And it seems like your work is about kind of weaving the two of those. And, you know, so how do you, you know, what's your process in kind of helping people share their story in the way that I think that you get at?
Wow. Well, I do believe that whether you're sitting in circle, whether one is sitting in circle as a holder of the circle, convener of circle with others, or whether it's taking photographs, and I would say more making photographs than taking photographs of people, it's all about, you know, oneself coming to it from an open space, a space where the person either facilitating or as a photographer, myself, is open to them as human beings rather than trying to identify something I can label them as or find some way to understand this person that is simply my own conclusion about them. Mm-hmm. It's an openness to who they are in the moment, and that could be that can change in a split second, and that I would be open again to another aspect of who they are. And so I think that people feel that in the resonant field, the resonant field that I create just by being a human being. That, for me, something that after years I've understood as being my own work, to come to that place where I am accepting myself, all of who I am, and continuing to accept and expand to include more of my sides, my facets, my wholeness, my fullness, and then that others, you know, reflecting that with others as I am before them, or as I appear before them, or as I sit with them.
Wow. Well, it's I think the other part I hear you talking about that I really appreciate is the sense of when you said just coming to a conclusion of who people are and what they're supposed to be, you know, not this objectification in the world. And it's, I get this sense that, you know, sometimes we just engage in something and it's like, it's just a direct action. And I think that in some ways is how we kind of objectify people. And I feel like that, you know, there's an afterlife to our conversations. There's an afterlife to our encounters. And, from what I know of your work and hear you saying, there's this responsibility to kind of move into that next moment with the same kind of approach to one, you know, living in a kind of a relational truth with people and kind of a relational truth building. So, you know, what do you think of in this kind of world of unsustainability and issues of social justice? How do you feel that the circle work that you're doing, and maybe you can give a little bit more description of what that is, you know, how does that help people kind of stop making that first step towards making a conclusion about somebody else?
Wow. Well, that's a big question. First, let me tell you a little bit about what circle is. You know, circle is non-hierarchical, as you know. It's not a place for especially adults with young people to be in a hierarchical place where we have it all together and the young people are just learning it. It's a co-mentoring situation. It's an opportunity for us to be real as adults, just as it is for young people to be real. And when we are real, but don't dump our stuff, because as adults, you know, we have a lot more experience with a lot that young people don't have. We have to be very, very careful about being there with them and sharing only a certain extent. I just have to say that. But also being just authentic. I mean, so few young people get a chance to be with adults where adults are not in a hierarchical position with them, the ones who are in control, or the ones that are telling them what to do, or the ones that are going to punish them, or whatever, for being real. Yeah. So I just want to make that clear.
Yeah.
I have a whole question because I'm so passionate about how adults are in circle with young people and how much we have to do our own work to accept ourselves, really. And that's a big deal, because most of us as adults, we walk around, you know, criticizing ourselves in a hundred different ways. And we have to open up to love ourselves so that we can also love them and open up to them and accept our dark sides, just like, you know, we accept their challenges.
Yeah. We're going to take a break, but I want to come back to this. I think this point of kind of power and story and this hierarchy and kind of the how so much of dialogue and storytelling, there are a lot of unwritten rules and taboos that you're talking about. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with Linda Wolf here on Guylog Radio. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Guylog Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Guylog Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Guylog Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their life.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We're back on Guylog Radio with me, your host, Dr. Jeff. And today we have artist and social entrepreneur, photographer, and the executive director of Teen Talking Circles, Linda Wolf. Linda, before we get going, what's the best way for people to kind of learn more about you and Teen Talking Circles? You know, what's your stuff?
Okay. Well, Teen Talking Circles is an organization which can be Googled, and Linda Wolf, W-O-L-F. If you Google Linda Wolf, I'm the first one who comes up, and it's my photography site. And I also have a Wikipedia site, which anyone who does Linda Wolf, Googles Linda Wolf Wikipedia will find as well.
Okay, great. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, before we went to break, we're really kind of deepening into this idea of circle, kind of the dialogue practice of circle and kind of the storytelling that kind of emerges from that. And you are a pioneer in the revival of this ancient practice. But what I think you were really speaking to before break was how this practice reveals all the kind of social rules of storytelling that show up in the world, and how teens, in many ways, have a tough time telling their story or telling the untold stories in places of hierarchy with adults, and how that kind of leads to a lot of objectification. So, in your work, you know, how do you help people, you know, come to the power of their own truth through the circle work?
Well, I think that the way that we set up circle is so conducive to feeling safe. We start out with, there's a few steps prior to actually sitting in circle, which happens one day a week after school, for pretty much 9 months out of the year, and for all of the years of high school. So kids start out kind of wondering, do I even go to this thing? And then they end up staying in it for 3 years, and then their sisters come in, brothers come in, or whatever. But what we do is we go around the circle on the first day or some of the first times of meeting, and we ask each person to speak to the question, what would make it safe for me to show up authentically? What do I need from this group of people so that I feel safe enough to speak my full truth, to practice coming from my authenticity instead of masking it in order so that you'll like me? What do I need? And the circle will inevitably bring up every normal, everyday need that we all have, which is, please don't judge me, please allow me to be in process, please don't tell anybody my stories, please work out with me any mistakes we make if we can't keep these agreements, please don't leave me, please, you know, just abandon me, please don't run away. Just the basics. There's probably about 50 basic needs that human beings really would like to have in place for us to be able to be with each other authentically, and to know that we're not going to be for our whole selves, but to see also I want to take a breath, but it's like so passionate to me. It's also about seeing that our flaws are our greatest beauties, and that our wounds are our greatest gifts. So cherishing each other in that, feeling all of that with each other, cherishing it and saying, yeah, and even with that challenge that you have, or even with that thing that you'd like to change about yourself, or even though you feel this way about yourself, that, see the greater you. We still see the essence of who you are, and what you long for, what you yearn for in the world, which, if when you get down to it, most human beings, teens, adults, all of us, all we really want is to be heard and to be loved, to be listened to be loved and listened to, and not to be, not to have people listen so that they can suss us up, but to listen so that they hear who we are and how we perceive and what's going on with us and where it comes from. Even if we don't agree or want to live the same way or have the same of experiences, just to open up and say, oh, so that's your life. okay, I can honor that, and I can see where it comes from.
Mm-hmm. As a parent myself, you know, hearing you talk about, you know, really kind of unpack that and talk about the power of the wounded healer, and but also you know, when you speak about these kind of hindrances to people kind of telling their story or being heard, you know, how does this influence how you work with adults? I mean, I always have found that so fascinating. You know, you see teens or young kids, and they're in a certain space in life where I can really, you know, just being able to, you know, speak about needs these ways is, it seems like as we go to this adult, kind of the adult years, there's kind of a pretending like, you know, you just don't, I always say that we live in a culture where people are afraid to be seen caught learning or to be seen caught being needy. But, you know, how do you kind of walk in the world as you kind of know what these teens are living through and working through, and then also engaging with adults?
Wow, that's a big question, because so much comes up for me as I walk through the world. I mean, I'm not in sacred space constantly. When we create circle or when I'm doing photography with someone, you know, I go into my own altered space in a way. And so when I walk around the world, I get triggered just like anybody else by relationships with people, whether it's in an elevator or on the email or with my family, most of all my family, hardest of which is with my own mom, of course. You know, mm-hmm. How triggered can one get with one's parent? It's pretty hot. But what I end up having to do as my own work, and what I teach and what I suggest to adults who are working in this field, is we have to keep looking at what triggers us and say, okay, how can I expand to include that? Where do I see what triggers me about my mother in me? How can I continually walk through life and find compassion for the other person by seeing that I'm just as capable of doing or being the way that they're doing or being life, and not see myself as an other, or that I'm better than or different than? I have to be able to see and accept and expand to include everything in myself. Whenever I do a training, the first poem I read, well, the first thing I say is I can't sit in any training for 4 days with anyone or do anything with anyone if everyone's not taking complete and utter total radical responsibility for everything that they think, they see, they feel, they imagine, they perceive, they whatever. We don't all take full responsibility that the circle can't be successful. Mm-hmm. So we can't blame others for how we feel or how we think or, well, you know, we just have to keep pulling it back to ourselves. But what I do is I read a poem by Thich Nhat Hanh called Call Me By My True Names, in which he describes all the different sides of himself, from the girl who's raped on a boat to the raper, you know, and that he is capable of all of that allows him to find compassion for others and himself. And to me, that's ultimately what we're teaching teens and adults in circle, whether they be the facilitators, myself, or the teens or adults, is how to become compassionate listeners. How to become from an open space, a space of the heart where we can bridge ourselves to another, even if we disagree with them, even if we're not voting for the same candidates, even if we have radically different ideas. Where do we find the bridges that connect us?
Mm-hmm. Wow. And
that's not easy. It's not easy for me. It's hard. It's hard work to keep opening oneself to the pain of having to grow and expand. And as Pema Chodron says so perfectly in her books and her works, lean into the points, lean into the pain, because the more that we feel the pain, the more our heart can break open, and there'll be more space for everything, the divine coming in and the divine coming out. It's all got to be about love at this point. We're in too grave a situation in this world.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, her book on the places that scare you, I think, really get to that what you're talking about. It's like, how do you tell the stories that scare you and still be held by a group of people who are actively there with you as you kind of place that you know, name the place that scares you in the world.
Or name the place that you can't stand in yourself. Name the things that you do that you can't stand that make you ashamed. Name the shames, the many, many shames we all feel, we all have. We're all scared everyone will reject us if they find out. And yet that's what makes them love us more.
Absolutely.
I'm ashamed to tell you that I, you know, thought that thought. We're human.
Indeed. And at this point, I'd be ashamed to not break for our sponsors. So we have to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Linda Wolf. You're listening to Gaialog Radio.
My name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camino Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camino Island Coffee Roasters.
We're back on Gaialog Radio with me, your host, Dr. Jeff. And today we have our guest, Linda Wolf, who is, as I said before, she is a story weaver, I think, in so many ways, both in the world and of a weaver of image. And before we left and went to break, Linda, you were really, I think, hitting the point that what are we going to do in the world if we can't be in a world where we can talk to one another and you know, reveal the stories that we need to tell about the world, how we need to name it. And even when we're not like the other person, sit in a space where we can hear it, where we can hold their story, where we respect one another without demonizing them. I mean, when I think of, you know, what does it mean to create a sustainable world, to have it's a world in which we can go beyond tolerance. It's not about tolerance, but really sit and be in. I think you really capture how you're talking about circle. It's about how you dwell with one another in story and through story. Is that how you see it when the teens go through these 9-month mentorships?
Absolutely. Dwell is a wonderful word. And I like to think of creating sustainability and actually even thriving with each other. One of the things that I feel happens in circle is we create this resonant field of sacred space. And the teens want to protect that, which is how they learn how to honor it, because it's kind of its own being. Circle has a life of its own. It has its own beginnings, middles, and ends. And it has dips and falls. It has a honeymoon phase. And then it also has kill the facilitator phases and boring moments and then deep and powerful moments. And then, you know, so it in many ways is really great to, especially when you start a teen circle, tell everybody this from the get-go, because it's not a place that we usually inhabit when we're in school or when we're in community or in our families. It's something we have to practice, and that's what I love about it so much, is that the teens come, learn compassionate listening, learn how to create safe space, and then they take it into their school systems, and they take it into their communities and into their families. And I hear from the parents that there's vast changes in the way the young people listen to them and are open to them. And then the teens really make new relationships with people. They get tired of the old relationship model and really insist that people come from a different place in relationship. And then they become very spacious beings who find that a lot of people now want to talk with them because they're good listeners.
Mm-hmm. So what is it that drew you to, quote, the teens? Because when I hear you talk about this work, and I know about this work, it's this whole human building. But for someone who's just coming and listening to this show for the first time and hear Teen Talking Circle, you know, what is it, you know, what's the kind of juice there for you that brings you there and sounds like is always empowering you, Linda?
Well, you know, the teen years, my teen years informed me. I feel like they were some sort of hot wax, and I mean, they're huge for me, the teen years, and they are huge for so many people. Let me back up a second and say that when my daughter, Genevieve, who's 25, and I lead teen talking circle trainings together, and she's been doing circles since middle school, we take people for 4 days, adults, through their own teen years and help them to assist them to heal from, you know, heal stuff they're carrying around with them that started during their teen years. And so I can say really honorably that this work heals me. It's all the things, so much of the wounding that I have stemmed from my teen years. So much of the great absolute excitement and adventure and passion that I have also stems from those years. So how do we grow up? You know, I do believe that our world today, human beings are in general, are growing through the teen years into adulthood, not losing our our childlike natures or our teen natures, but stepping up, awakening to an adult way of being responsible in the world, not reactive, but responsible. And so this is my healing, Jeff. It's my growth process.
Well, it's a hearing you talk about that, all of this, really, to me, what came to mind was the sense of kind of a renaissance of kind of this multi-generational connection in a way that is so humanizing. I mean, I love how you were, you said before how one of the biggest hindrances for people being able to really tell the stories they live versus just the stories that are told, you know, that getting between that distinction area about how we live from a space in terms of how we're socialized, how we're always coming to conclusions about others. And so quickly that kind of makes us into that kind of snarky culture that we have. And so I wanted to ask about the team piece, not just to, help people understand it, just maybe I've never heard of a teen talking circle, but to get at the sense of just sometimes saying the word teen, people come to their own conclusions about what that is and who those people are and them. You know, it's this, again, it's the other that you were talking about. And, hearing you talk about what it means for yourself or other mentors in the group to adults and to make that distinction between teens, to kind of share their own teen years and that kind of all the things that can still be going on, kind of give people a glimpse into the future is fascinating. And I also really want to honor the fact that you're developing this active ritual life with people that I think is so important when it comes to when we say storytelling. And I don't know about you, but I feel like sometimes we live in a world of stories as monologue. And what I think you're describing is stories as dialogue, as kind of a coordinated, kind of a living dialogue.
Yes. I must say this also, that there's such beauty in intergenerational relationship. And I think we have to come back and talk about this more after your break. It's odd to me to go into some communities and act as though I'm totally open to a relationship with teens who don't know who I am, and they kind of don't want anything to do with me. And it's so unusual, because so many teens here where I live just, you know, seek me out. They want to come over. They want to hang out. And so it's, I think one of the biggest reasons is because we're all in this world together, and no matter what age we are, we're all facing the same experiences in this world. We are experiencing the world as is, and we're also experiencing the pain, the grief, the fear of living at this time in the evolution of human life on the planet. And so we share this in common. We're all in the same boat. And that, when we realize that, when an adult realizes that or a teenager realizes that, we can find so much more that we're bonded by than that separates us. And we can be so much more... we can assist each other so much more just living life every day, being cooperative, finding ways to share our knowledge, because certainly adults don't have it all. We are looking for the youth to tell us, all right, so what's it like for you? Because, you know, we need to hear where they're at. We need to hear their stories. We need to hear their truth. We need to hear how they feel about it all, and we need to share that with them. We need to grieve with them for the loss of nature and the wars and the fears around money and relationship and parents and death and, you know, sex and all of it. And share those stories, men with boys, and women with girls, and mixed gender, and, you know, everyone together.
Yeah. Yeah, I when you were talking, it really, you know, you mentioned this before, but it's, you know, how do we not treat each other as the other, and yet at the same time recognize how much of the other we have, kind of fear of that stranger, like is just kind of there as kind of a disembodied energy in our culture. Particularly when you said how sometimes people think it's strange that kids just want to hang out, you know, this intergenerational piece that you're speaking about. Like, wait, aren't we supposed to just live in our target market group? You know, the 20 to 30s, that's my checkbox.
Well, there's a lot of fear. Adults have a lot of fear of teens because they were hurt too by a lousy system of power over and dominance and the old paradigm that we've all been through in middle school and high school. You know, someone today even called me and said something about those mean girls. And I'm telling you, it's just not true. I said to her, those mean girls are wounded. And if you give them some time and some space to tell you about it, they're no longer mean.
Yeah, great. Well, we're coming up against a break. We'll pick this up when we come back. And you're listening to Guyalogue Radio. Dr. Jeff.
Tune in to Guyalogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Guyalogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Guyalogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Connect with your personal guardian angels, guides, and departed loved ones at Angels and the Afterlife, an enlightening day of answers with Doreen Virtue and John Holland on September 22nd in Seattle, Washington. Audience readings will be given throughout the day, so reserve your seat today by calling 800-654-5126. Discover how guardian angels support, heal, and guide to enact positive life changes. Tune in and increase your innate intuitive abilities to receive signs and signals from the other side. Seats are limited for the Angels and the Afterlife event, so call 800-654-5126 to reserve your seat today, or online, visit hayhouse.com.
We're back on Guyalogue Radio with your host, Dr. Jeff. That's me. And today we have Linda Wolf, artist, photographer, author, storyteller, and general crazy lady in the world doing good stuff. And Linda, okay, these shows and these interviews go by so quick. So we have just our final segment. And I know we were talking about intergenerational work, but I also want to make sure people have time to know a little bit more about your Full Woman montage project, which is very connected into our conversation today. But also, you have some big fundraisers coming up in September and also in November. And could you tell us a little bit more about that before we get back to our conversation?
Sure. We have been gifted by Deva Pramal and Miten Manoz and Manesh Damur with a benefit concert in Malibu with one of my oldest friends who's built a home out of a 747 recycled airplane called the 747 Wing House, which is becoming extremely famous now. for its unusualness. And our other friend for years and years is Lindsay Wagner. We all had our kids in preschool together, and she'll be hosting the event. We're almost sold out, and it's on the 9th of September in Malibu. So if you would like to learn more about that, just go to Teen Talking Circles, and on the homepage there's a link to the Deva Premal concert. And that's coming up pretty soon. And then in November, we have a patron who is giving us a fundraiser at the Ruins in Seattle. She is one of our midwives and goddess mothers of Teen Talking Circles. She's been a friend for, I don't know, 10 or 12 years. And she's every year gives us a beautiful, intimate fundraiser. And it'll be a very intimate fundraiser also in Malibu. It's all about, fundraising is for Teen Talking Circles isn't really about the money. We make money, but not a lot. But it's really about sharing and spreading the work of Teen Talking Circles so that other people can get involved, know about it, start circles in their communities. And now we have circles going on even in Bermuda and around the United Kingdom, and in Nigeria there was a circle. So they're happening all over the world. And I should point out that we're not an we're a family-run organization, small, and we don't have a Mac Teen Talking Circle, McDonald's. We're you come to us, we train you, you go out and you do your own thing. We don't have a connection other than the fact that we've trained you. You may have our handbook, but you more to fit your own needs. So there are teen circles happening in private schools, in Planned Parenthood headquarters, in a circle that started at Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center for teens who have cancer or have just gone through cancer treatment, and those were filmed and they're online for teens to watch who are newly diagnosed, to hear from teens themselves about their experience with cancer. So there's all these ways to do circles. There's gender talks, mixed gender circles, or there's guys circles, there's girls circles, there's adult circles, there's activist circles.
Everywhere
I have
circle.
Sacred circle retreats. My photography world, which I was gifted to go around the world over the last 7 years and do a montage of women for a short chant by Rachel Bagby, who's one of my idols. I love her dearly. She sang with Bobby McFerrin, and she sings an a cappella chant called I Am a Full Woman. And so that's fine. If you Google I Am a Full Woman, you will see it. But also, Rachel's film as well, about creating the song, the dream that came to her, the song was born, from which the song was born, from which I did my work. And there'll be soon a photo montage called Men, because as I was going around photographing women, I photographed a lot of men. And that will be coming up soon as well.
Wow. Well, you were fading in and out a little bit in there, and I just want to make sure that people know it's My Full Woman Montage. They can Google that, and that's the URL they should look for.
It's called I Am a Full Woman.
I Am a Full Woman. Okay. I'm not a full woman, by the way, but just kidding. This is so much going on. It's you know you're I know you do a lot of circle work with women, and kind of a sacred retreat that you do in Mexico. And I've met a number of people who've gone on your retreats, and they just rave about the experience and kind of the it's like a drink of water when they've been in a desert for so long. Can you tell us a little bit about that time, and maybe if people are interested in finding about kind of really going on a ritual with you?
Sure, absolutely. The Women's Sacred Circle Yoga Retreats are phenomenal. I do them with Susie Costello from Philadelphia. Well, Jalapa, Mexico is a great place to do these retreats because it's a pueblo with no cars and no roads. So basically we move around by the you know, beat of our heart with the steps of our feet all through the village and out into the hills. It's probably the second in biodiversity to the Amazon rainforest and has never been colonized. So Jalapa, Mexico is an extraordinary place to go. It's about 50 minutes by water taxi from Puerto Vallarta. And during those circles in Jalapa, we also take adventures into phenomenal places like the Marietta Islands, which are uninhabited, and the home of the one of the last nesting grounds for the blue-footed booby bird. And we also swim in these delicious waterfalls very far away into the jungle that we hike to, a very mild hike, but a wonderful hike. And we can throw our clothes off and skinny dip together, and it's so freeing, and people have a great time. My husband has a terrific time, Eric. He also teaches compassionate listening and is a facilitator for Guy's group, but he's a cook during the retreats, so he gets the opportunity to hang out with some beautiful women, and they get his organic, delicious meals.
Wow. Wow. Well, it's and lucky for Eric. It sounds like I can vouch for meeting a number of folks that have gone on your trips, and it's really been a transformational moment for them, and how they kind of reframe their story, live into their story, and deepen into their story. And and I know with your work in the world with teens and communities, that the world, you know, when I think about what gives me hope in the world, it's you know, people like yourself doing the work and passing on this, you know, the ancient practice of story circles, circle dialogue circles, and really helping people unfold into their own mystery. So I want to thank you again for being here today, Linda.
Oh, Jeff, it's a pleasure. You know that I adore you. I think so highly of you, and I'm just thrilled to be able to have an hour with you.
Well, it's fabulous, and I urge everyone to check out teentalkingcircles.org, the I Am a Full Woman project, and also lindawolf.net, correct? Or lindawolf.com?
It's lindawolf.net. Thank you.
Okay. LindaWolf.net. Great. Linda, got to come back, and I, you know, can't wait to hear about the fundraiser in September.
Oh, yes. Great, Jeff. And you got to come to the fundraiser in November.
Sounds great. All right. Well, I want to thank all of you for tuning in today to Guyalogue Radio. Guyalogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination and inspires you towards personal, social, and planetary evolution. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Guyalogue Radio, where we will have some of the most gifted storytellers, social entrepreneurs, change agents, speakers, and authors helping you make sustainability epic. Have a great week.
You've been listening to Guyalogue Radio with Dr. Jeff Lineweaver. Tune in each week, Monday at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for more transformative stories of the universe. Dr. Jeff asks us to engage in the storytelling process of Guyalogue, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Explore the questions that challenge us all by asking, what do we make when we tell stories of healing the world and transforming ourselves? How does it influence personal and social evolution? What does it mean to take a storytelling perspective on sustainability? For more about Guyalogue Radio, visit www.guyalogue.com. That's guyalogue.com. See you next week on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio and then all of a sudden their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on Transformation Talk Radio.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.